I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Israel's parliament can be a lively place, but debate in the Knesset this week was especially intense. Lawmakers argued about a proposal to investigate non-governmental organizations alleged to be anti-Israel. In the end, the bill was voted down by a large margin, but critics see the measure as part of a broader attack by Israel's right wing against its political enemies. The World's Matthew Bell has more from Jerusalem.
The bill was introduced by the hardline Yisrael Beiteinu party. Supporters said it would prevent Israeli non-governmental groups from delegitimizing the Jewish state. But opposition leaders saw it as nothing more than a political witch hunt. Haggai El-Ad directs the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, which would have been a potential target for investigation if the bill had passed.
I take very little pride in the fact that Parliament voted against an initiative that is deeply anti-democratic and should have not have been brought to a vote to begin with.
Elad says Israel's governing coalition is putting the country's democratic foundation under threat with a series of initiatives, and he says more people are taking notice. Every Friday afternoon for nearly 2 years, Israeli peace activists have marched in East Jerusalem. They're against the Israeli occupation and for the creation of an independent Palestinian state. Last Friday, the demonstration was much bigger than usual, with several thousand protesters. That was thanks in part to a new law that just passed in the Knesset. The law makes it illegal to voice support for a boycott of goods or services from Israel or from Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Ada Ravon came out to this weekly demonstration for the first time. She said the right-wing politicians who sponsored the legislation crossed a line by limiting free speech.
It's one step further into dictatorship.
They don't all use the same stark language, but many Israelis, along with a number of American Jewish organizations, have condemned the anti-boycott law as undemocratic. Hebrew University political scientist Yaron Ezrahi says it's part of a destructive trend that's tarnishing Israel's image abroad, and he blames the man in charge of the current government, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
People who thought maybe it's just political gimmick, maybe it's just another wave that will pass, have begun to actually worry about the possibility that this right-wing bloc under Netanyahu is trying to institutionalize its own ideology into the Israeli legal and constitutional system.
Ezrahi is predicting a backlash from the Israeli left, which has been politically sidelined for years. But political analyst Yossi Klein Halevi of the Shalom Hartman Institute has his doubts. First of all, Halevi says the anti-boycott law isn't going to galvanize the left because the law itself is doomed.
We have a very powerful Supreme Court, and in the end, this law is not going to stand. It will justifiably be thrown out of court. I see this as grandstanding on the part of certain parliamentarians.
Halevi says the Israeli left has another problem. Its view of the conflict with the Palestinians is seen by Israeli moderates as only half right.
Where the mainstream is today, on the one hand, passionately in favor of a two-state solution, and on the other hand, equally passionately convinced that it would be a mortal threat to Israel's survival to prematurely create a Palestinian state.
Israelis are skeptical about the willingness of the Palestinians to recognize the legitimacy of the Jewish state. So if the Israeli left is going to rise again, Halevi says, it will have to make the case that things have changed in Palestinian politics. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.
Matthew and reporter Daniel Estrin got front row seats to the march by Israeli peace activists in East Jerusalem. They brought their cameras along, and you can see their slideshow at theworld.org.